Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Wednesday, January 24th Coffee Table Show. I am Natalie. This morning, I am here with Lindsay Patterson.
Peterson.
I always do the opposite. Ask Mandy. We were talking about this
very
morning.
Close.
I know. So, Peterson. Lindsay, welcome. She is the head of the Norton County Community Foundation, and she has a program here she wants to talk about. So, first things first, good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We're very glad to have you here. You have got a leadership conference type event happening here in Norton. That's going to be coming up in February, and you want to let everybody know about it so they can get a chance to sign up for it. So first things first, let's talk a little bit about the program. What exactly is the leadership program?
So Leadership Norton County started several years ago. I think there's been two or three sessions going on. We usually do it every other year. This is my first year on the committee to run it. We use the Kansas Leadership Center's curriculum to run the program, and we do have someone come and facilitate the sessions for everyone, for the class.
And when we talk about leadership, what exactly is this geared toward? Is it geared towards business leadership, community organizations, or
all of the above? So some of the benefits of the program, I have some notes here to help everyone understand what you could do, what you would gain from it. It helps you build your network, so you can establish a network of current and potential leaders in and around Norton County in business and community leadership positions. So really getting to know people in the community, being able to work with them on whatever projects or business relationships that you may have in the future. Personal leadership: give yourself an advantage by building your personal leadership skills and experiences through our partner programs with the Kansas Leadership Center. Another great benefit is if you're involved in any organization in Norton County, just being a leader in those groups and on those boards is helpful. So it's obviously leadership skills you can take with you and use throughout your lifetime. Shape your community. So we take tours every month with the leadership sessions. We will match those with and pair those with tours of local businesses. So you can learn to participate in and then facilitate conversations and movements with the strategic doing model, allowing citizens and yourself to make a difference. So we do a strategic doing program within this class, and it teaches the students how to facilitate and lead projects and see them through. So any project around town, we've had several that have been successful. So they'll learn about those and how to maybe facilitate some of their own.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Not necessarily even just following along with somebody else's. This teaches you how to start up and do a program on their own. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like this would be a great way for anybody, but especially younger people that maybe want to get into like city council,
yeah,
commission,
absolutely,
the Chamber of Commerce, things like that, that gives mm-hmm. them a little pathway of how to go about doing that.
And yes.
How to have that position.
We have a great variety enrolled so far. So we have people that have lived in Norton County for decades and have been involved on boards and in groups for years. And then we've got brand new people to town who want to learn about Norton County and how to get involved and all of those things. So it's going to be a great variety of people in this class.
Now, when does this take place?
Where or when?
When.
Okay. It starts in February. We will start the second Wednesday of every month and start in February of 2024.
And is it just in February, just every Wednesday in February, or how long does this go
on
for?
So it's 8 months.
Oh, okay.
The second Wednesday of every month.
Awesome.
So our first class will be, I believe it's Valentine's Day, but whatever that second Wednesday is in February. Classes last all day with a working lunch. You will be served food. Like I said, it's an eight month program. We follow the Kansas Leadership Center's curriculum for the class. The fees for the class are $150 for enrollment. That includes everything you'll need for the program, any literature, anything like that. and meals, and $100 for a special Kansas Leadership Center two-day conference. It is optional, but we highly suggest that you attend if you're in class. And like I said before, the class includes tours of local businesses and the professional leadership training as well.
And then some people can also maybe talk to their employers about sponsoring them to be in this class to
Absolutely.
Help the companies along.
Yes. So if you work in a business that you think would be willing to support you and sponsor you in this program, ask them, because we have had several local businesses sponsor employees for this program.
That's nice.
Yes.
Let me see. I'm going to make sure I get all the information here. So this is going to be taking place starting in February, and you said it'll be every Wednesday for 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
The second Wednesday, not every Wednesday, the second Wednesday of every month for 8 months.
Yes.
And it's an all-day class. Let's see. How can they get more information?
You can get more information by contacting myself. My email is lindsay@nortonccf.org, or you can call me at 785-874-5106. You can also find the application online on our Facebook page, on the Norton County Community Foundation's page. There is a QR code on a flyer that's posted, and it'll take you straight to the application, and you can just fill it out
nice.
From there. Yeah.
Modern technology, I love it.
Yes.
And also, I'm reading the information about this here. So when people hear, oh, it's a class, it's all day, they think, oh, you know, a class.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to do a lot of fun stuff. You can tour businesses uh-huh. and different things like that. That's part of the curriculum.
Yes. And that's another advantage of asking your employer to sponsor you. We understand that that's a lot of work to miss. That's 8 days out of the year that you would be not at work. It's helpful to get your employer involved and supportive of you. And if they can pay the fee and allow you to be gone out of the office for 1 day a month, then that's really, really great. And I think a lot of employers are on board with that idea and want to develop leaders within their companies.
Right, because, I mean, this isn't just benefiting the community and such. If an employer sponsors mm-hmm. an employee, it benefits the company.
Yes.
They're going to come back smarter and more prepared to do a lot of things to maybe help them advance.
And it looks really, really great, I'm just saying, on your resume, but also to your employer, that
yeah.
you want to get better, you want to be a leader, you want to have more responsibility, and you want to know about your community and how to make a difference.
I love this. This sounds like a really awesome program. And like I said, anybody can go and sign up for this program mm-hmm. and get involved. I want to encourage a lot of younger people to consider this.
Yes.
Because you're our future in
yeah.
our community. And so the more you know, the better off we are, right?
Yeah. And if you're new to town, take
yeah,
advantage
yeah.
of this. You can, I mean, how knowledgeable would you be about all these local businesses and you're brand new to town? It would really benefit you in the future.
Right, and open up some new
yeah,
friendships and,
exactly.
and new contacts. That's
yeah.
awesome, too. Okay, so if anybody wants an application, they can visit your website, right?
Mm-hmm. The Facebook page.
Or the Facebook
mm-hmm.
page. And if you have any questions, you can email Lindsay. It's mm-hmm. lindsay@nortonccf.org. You can also call the Community Foundation at
785-874-5106.
All right. Well, Lindsay, this sounds like a great program. You're going to be involved, and are you looking forward to it?
I am.
I bet
I'm
you
very
are.
Very excited.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah.
And so, you know, join Lindsay, and you do still have some openings, but
yes.
you do have some people who have already signed up, too.
Yes. We have the majority of our class filled, but we do still have a few spots. So if you're interested, please contact me as soon as possible so that you can secure your spot in the class.
Right, because it's only once a year that they start this, and maybe not every year. It's not a guaranteed thing.
It's been every other year, so
right.
if you don't get in this year, you'll have to wait more than likely 2 years, so
right.
get in now would be my suggestion.
Awesome. Yeah, that's good. That's good advice.
Yeah.
All right, so once again, you can call Lindsay or email Lindsay at lindsay@nortonccf.org, or you can call the Community Foundation at 785-874-5106 to get more information, but check out their Facebook page for the Community Foundation. They have the application on there, and they have more information if you have any questions. Call Lindsay. She'd be glad to help you out.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you for coming on and for sharing this information and for being a part of this leadership class that's going to be taking place starting in February.
Absolutely.
All
thanks.
Right. Thanks, Lindsay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Hey, everybody, thank you so much for listening this morning to our Coffee Table Show, and thank you for watching on KQ and K Facebook Live and KQ and K AM and FM. And we have people on Facebook that are saying that it sounds like a great program, so we're looking forward to seeing how it turns out. Maybe you can come in and give us a report later and let us know how it's going.
Oh, I'd love that.
Oh, good. We would, too. All right. Well, I hope everybody has a great day. Again, Lindsay told me that she came in just a little while ago, and she said the streets are still a little slick.
Yes.
Yeah. So
I wouldn't suggest walking.
No.
Yeah.
I was telling Mandy this morning, I walked on the grass to take the trash out. I thought I had it all figured out. The grass is slick, too.
Yes. If you can stay home, stay home.
That's great. Great advice. If you can stay home, stay home. But otherwise, if you have to be out, please be very, very, very careful and be safe. In the meantime, don't forget about Mandy and I tomorrow morning for Party Line. Same time, same place on KQNK.